Good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Nida. We're doing Chazar of Rabbi Simon in Kesamim. We're doing Tzavoinim, which is packet, I think, day five. Continuing with Kesamim, Tzavoinim. So Shmuel says, and Nun Zayin, I'm in base in the second Nida. Amar Shmuel, Batka Karka Oilam. V'yashva alecha u'matzadam alecha tahor shenemer b'sara ad shetirkus b'sara. So you need to have for it to be there to be a nida d'raisa. You have to have hargasha. If there's not hargasha, chachamim or goyzer if she finds a kesem on her beged or on her basar. And there's all sorts of conditions for kesamim, and those conditions make it harder to attain a kesem, which is a kula. So the conditions are, it has to be without the hargasha, it has to be a shir kigris va'od, has to cover an area of a kigris va'od, has to be a beged lavan, can't be tzivoinim, has to be a devar makabel tuma, you can't be toilet on a makir, and it has to be on a beged, it has to be ribli dum, right? It has to be a kesem on the basar or on a beged, it can't be ribli dum. So in terms of tzivoinim, the dam is on tzivoinim, so then it's not a kesem. And Rashi says that it's not nicker when the dam is on when the dam is on a garment which is colored. Rashi says that it's not nicker. Shein a kesem nicker boy kemara dam gomor. It's not nicker. It's not able to be analyzed when it's on a colored garment. So the Achrayim, Machlokes Achrayim, when you have a polka dot, right? We have a polka dot, and the polka dot is colored. So the garment is white, but there's a colored polka dot, and you have. I'm going to have to present it in two different cases. You have a shir mitzumtzum, right? You have a shir mitzumtzum of a kigris va'od. And part of it is on the polka dot, part of that kigris va'od, part of the dam is on the polka dot, colored polka dot, and the other part is on the lavan. And that's one case. The other case is where it's not a shir mitzumtzum kigris va'od, it's more than that, and you have the dam goes on either side of the polka dot, right? The dam goes on either side of the polka dot, and it's on this side of the polka dot, and then the kesem continues over the polka dot, and then onto the other side of the polka dot. So you have, and the amount of dam on either on the white is kigris va'od. Meaning, you know, you have a half kigris va'od on this side of the colored polka dot, and you have another the other half of the kigris va'od is on the other side of the lavan, and then you have dam connecting it going over the polka dot. So the Piskei Teshuva brings the Piskei Teshuva brings the Milat Tzedaka. The Piskei Teshuva Chaf brings the Milat Tzedaka that the dam does not mitzdarif. So there's two, when we talk about tziruf in this case, right? There's two types of tziruf we can consider. So it can, might be confusing. Do we allow the dam that is on the colored part, the dam that's on the polka dot, to join with the dam that is on the white part, so to give you a shir kigris va'od? And the other kind of joining is just, do we say that the dam that is on the polka dot doesn't mafsik? It allows for the two half grises on either side of the polka dot to join. So the Milat Tzedaka regarding the second case where you don't have a shir mitzumtzum, you have a kigris va'od, you know, like you have a gris va'od 1.5, and you have your two chetzi grises on either side of the polka dot, and the Milat Tzedaka says that you don't allow the dam that is on the polka dot to join to give you a shiur. It doesn't join to give you a shiur of kigris va'od. But the dam that is on the polka dot is not mafsik. It doesn't disconnect the dam on the lavan on either sides. He allows the dam on the polka dot, the colored polka dot, joins the dam on either side to give you a shir kegris ode. So it's not mafsik. If it would be mafsik, and if we wouldn't say that, we wouldn't say the dam is joining the dam on the polka dot is joining the dam on the lavan on either side of the polka dot. We would have two discrete drops, right? We'd have tipin tipin. And since we're talking about a beged, we paskin, everyone seems to paskin, that tipin tipin on a beged are not mitzarfin. So that's what it allows. It allows us not to look at the dam on either side of the polka dot as separate drops. They're considered connected, and that will give you a shear, and now she'll, that's the chumrah, the tam of the ba'al. But he doesn't allow, the miltstaka does not allow the dam on the polka dot to join with the lavan to give you a shear. So he's makel regarding joining to give you a shear, but he's machmer to say that it's not mafsik to create two separate drops. And the chavastas, is machmer to say that the dam that is on the polka dot is actually mitzarif. In the event that you have a shir mitzumtzum, in the event that you have a shir mitzumtzum, a kegris ode mamash of dam, part of it is on love and part of it is on tzivoin, on the polka dot. So the dam that is on the polka dot joins to give you a shir kegris ode. It says it's the, you know, when he uses a lotion of it's like a kesem echad. And you see that it's dumb on the loving part, so that's megala to us the what's on the colored part, so it's therefore able to be mitzarif. I think Rav Moshe likes this he likes the klavastas. And he wants to pasken like the Chavos Das. And I think even though Rov Achronim go like the Miltstaka, I think much more prefers the Chavos Das. So the Chavos Das says, "Kevin sheroyin shehakol kesem echad bevade megufa also kevin de ef shar litlois b'machoyves." So since you see that on the outside of the kesem, on the outside of the polka dot, it's dam, so and it looks like it's one kesem. That which is on the outside of the polka dot is the same kesem as on the dam, whatever is on the polka dot. So it's going to be mitzarif to give you a shear. Then the miltstaka says no, it's what's the dam that's on the polka dot is a kesem, which is that's a kesem which is on tzivoinim. A kesem which is on tzivoinim, it's not nicker. I don't know if he uses that svara, but it's not it can't be participate in the shir kegris v'od because it's lemaisa. It's not on lavan. You don't have a shir kegris v'od on lavan. If it's on either side of the polka dot, so lemaisa, you have a shir kegris v'od on lavan. And he says it's not mafsik from the. And then the miltstaka says the same thing. Sorry, the chavastas says the same thing. If you have a mared, which is not we're not really holding there, but if you have a mara lavan on either side of the, and part of the mara is white and part of the mara is a colored dam that would mitames. So then it's mitzarif to give you. It's mitzarif. I guess the whole thing would be on a bag of lavan. Okay, and then there is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Now the Shulchan Aruch HaRav only quotes only brings down, the case that he brings down is where it's a Shir Metzumtzum, and it's exactly Kirgirsa Ode. And he doesn't say it that lush, and that's the way I'm presenting it. Yeah, you have exactly Kirgirsa Ode. Part of it is on the Lavan, and part of it is on the color polka dot. And there he says that, like the Miltzaka, that it doesn't join, right? It doesn't join to give you a Shir Kegrisva Ode, because that's the only case he brings. Now he does not bring, right? He doesn't bring the case, the second case that I presented, where you have a more than a Kegrisva Ode. It's not a Shir Metzumtzum. You have a Chetzi Kegrisva Ode on this side of the polka dot and a Chetzi Kegrisva on the other side, and he doesn't bring the Chumrah of the mil tzedakah that would adjoin the two sides of the polka dot, the dama and the lavan on either side of the polka dot. The Shulchan Aruch Rav doesn't bring that, and the Tzemach Tzedek wants as medayek that the Shulchan Aruch Rav would be makel to say that it's not metzdarich, right? So that's a kula, because to say that it's not metzdarich means that we're going to look at the dam on either side of the polka dot as separate drops, and tipin on a baged are not metzdarich, like we said on Sadi Tes Amud Aleph, tipin ain't metzdarich, and everyone understands that's referring to a baged. So any questions? Okay, so I will stop there for today. Thank you for joining. I'm sorry? I didn't... Yeah, that, in other words, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is being he's being makel in both cases, whether you have a Shir Metzumtzum and whether you have a Shir Kegrisva Ode on with one Chetzi Kegrisva Ode on either side. So if it's not Metzdarif, that's the Nafkamina. They're looked at separate drops. They're not connected, and we say Tipa Tipa on a beggar, they're not Metzdarif. Yeah, that's his...
If that solo means it's going to get smashed, you will have no egg left.
Right, so it seems, yeah, everyone...
Solo.
Right, even the Rambam who holds you need a shiur, you don't need a shiur on the basar. It's very machmer, it's just a kolshu on the basar, it gives you a kesem. Even he holds by a beged... Well, so he holds by beged, tipa tipa, and are not metzdarif. He's even he holds that, right? Because that's a kula. To say they're not metzdarif is a kula. We each drop has an excuse by a beged. Each drop has an excuse, could be from a kina. So even he's very machmer not to require a shir. Here he's not even allowing you to attain a shir when they're separate drops. Yeah. So and the Rajma and the Ramban hold. Yeah, the others hold that you tipa tipa name metzdarif and is referring to a beged. Okay, shkoyach. Okay, have a great day.